a world.
Hello, Governor.
My dude.
How you doing, mate?
I'm solid gold, bro. Flexing the Peloton mug on me.
Solid. Solid as a rock. I haven't seen you on the Peloton.
Are you going to call me out in public on that?
I thought this was just me and you having a conversation.
Touché, my friend. Touché.
I mean, I haven't seen you on the Peloton. I've been on it.
You talk about West Side Boy. You better call him out.
Better call him out.
Ooh. Or Funky See, West Boy? What is, I don't even remember now.
You don't even remember your name.
I don't.
Lisa gave you that name, I think.
She did. She did.
Yeah. You've been riding your main bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a gorgeous day. We all went to the movies yesterday. We went and saw that Minecraft movie for the...
Did you go crazy when they did the... What was it? What part is it? I just said it. It's like a... He jumps on a duck or something. Duck junkie? Jackie?
Oh, yeah. What does he jump on?
It's like a wrestling scene. Everybody's going crazy.
Yeah.
Because the Sting junkie. You guys didn't throw popcorn or nothing?
No. I saw videos of that stuff. We did. There were like about 20 teenage girls cackling and some of them had like that the diamond hat. And stuff. And I was like, oh, shit.
Because this scene, Jack Black is like, duck jockey or something like that.
Yeah, I know. And it's a wrestling match.
And people go ape shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. So what would you give it?
I give it a solid 7.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not meant to be like Oscar award winning.
Yeah.
And it's not. But I think it was pretty good. It was about all you could expect.
Now, when you guys go to the movies, are you the people that walk in and you're like, one person has the nachos, one person has the popcorn? Like, are you guys like, excuse me, like, do you have like a ton of food?
Yeah, mostly. Well, by a ton of food, candy and popcorn. We always have at least, so we go in force. We're like, we're usually at least 4 deep, sometimes mm-hmm. 6, sometimes 8, depending on mm-hmm. who wants to bring friends.
Right.
So we always have at least 2 large tubs of popcorn. And one of the four of us don't eat popcorn.
And what's the candy?
The magic movie candy is those ropes. The like candy ropes.
The sugar ones?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd never even heard of those until we started going to the ropes.
I'm a Twizzler and popcorn guy.
Yeah. That's a good combo, actually.
Twizzler, popcorn, slush, cherry and Coke mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go.
Now, if they had French fries and Frosties at the movies, oh.
Bro. It's an era of change at the moment.
Change is upon us. It is everywhere.
It's everywhere, and it's consistent. People talk about it all the time, but they mm-hmm. don't live it.
Mm-mm.
I think one of the things we wanted to talk about today is when to hold and when to fold and then when to walk away.
As Kenny Loggins once said.
That was like our first episode you said that. Kenny Loggins.
That's a uni nugget. That's a uni a Easter uni egg.
If you are an original uni, you remember that.
Got called out by my dad on that one.
What you talking about, boy?
What you talking about, boy?
We're in that era where we've been around people who've worked for companies all their lives. We've got people with 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also got jobs now that are much more dynamic.
Mm.
So you're able to, listen, man, it's easy to come in and work a job when you're doing the same thing over.
Yep.
You're building the F-150. You're building a Harley Davidson. You're building a Boeing aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
I think now we've got more specialized jobs where people are doing computer technology. They're doing training.
Mm.
People are doing leadership development. People are leading teams and consistently winning with teams.
Yes.
And so how long do you stay in those roles?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, do you Belichick it, or do you wait until, you know, leave on the bottom, or do you leave on the top?
Right.
Or when do you leave? When, you know?
Yeah. I think it just boils down to this. Large organizations can do a great job of masking the fact that they're holding you down.
Oh, gosh. So true.
I mean, anybody that's sitting in a cube, you're being overpaid. You're being paid to sit in that cube.
100%.
You're being paid. And I think the big aha moment for me was rest in peace, God bless the dead, when that United Healthcare dude got shot.
Yeah.
Dude, the company had his job posted the next day on LinkedIn.
I think that was a bit of a spoof, but the underlying issue is still real. You are replaceable and expendable at any level.
You're replaceable and you're expendable. And the thing I think that a lot of people, and I'll just say the tough stuff first and we can talk about it.
Yeah.
A lot of people will stand up for others in their lives. You'll stand up for your child. You'll stand up for your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You'll stand up for your parent. No. You guys are treating them wrong. And I'm going to stand up and say something.
Yeah.
Right. Rarely do we stand up for ourselves.
It is a true phenomenon.
Rarely do we remind ourselves that we're worthy. Right. That we're good at what we do.
Yep.
And that we deserve to be celebrated, not necessarily tolerated.
Mm-hmm.
Because companies will pay you a ton of money. And they'll also be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to do something that you really don't like. And don't get me wrong. In an organization, in any team, sometimes you might, hey, we're going to need you on special teams.
Right.
Or we're going to, you know, we're going through a bit of a change. We're going to need you to do something a little bit outside of your wheelhouse. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if your people that you work for mm-hmm. aren't coming to you and they're being like, hey, uh-uh. Hey, bro, nice job. What's next?
Exactly.
What's going on? What's down the road for you? You did a great, you know, we don't have anything now, but I just want to get an idea of what you want to do.
It's a big hole.
If they're not doing that to you, you got to take a hard look in the mirror.
Yep. Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You got to take a hard look in the mirror. And I think people get locked down. I've seen it everywhere. I've seen people lock themselves down with pensions.
Mm.
Oh, well, I'm getting okay. But are you going to be miserable till you get your pension?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's like, oh, well, I'm making a ton of money. And companies have figured out that you'll take it.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people will stand up for them. You'll stand up for people at work.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I've stood up for people at work.
Yeah. I've
been like, no, you're treating this person wrong. You can't do that. This mm-hmm. person deserves to be promoted. This person deserves to have a raise.
Yep.
This person deserves to have all of these things. But when will you do it for yourself?
Right. Very true.
And until you do it, you know, you're kind of a slave.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You talk about golden handcuffs and all of this stuff.
And you can talk yourself out of it, too. You can talk yourself because it's commonplace. When you know, people always say, well, grass is green, you know, always looks like it's greener on the other side. Sometimes it's just cool to tell somebody, hey, guess what? Take that and shove it. And yeah. I'm going to go and do what I need to do. And I'm talking about that's relationships as well.
True. True.
You know what I'm saying? Am I scaring you right now?
No. I mean, we always talk about this thing, right? Like, and I'm pretty sure that this is somewhat universal, at least in the United States. If you want a raise, like you've been mm-hmm. busting your ass and, you know, other than like the little, oh, you did a great job. Here's 5%. You know, if you want a significant bump, mm-hmm. the easiest, well, not the easiest, the most impactful way to do that mm-hmm. is to leave that organization.
Just to leave.
Right? It's like we, many a company I've heard, the only way you're going to get a raise here is if you leave and come back.
And sometimes you got to do that.
Sometimes you got to do that. I mean, in the past episode, we talked about, you know, rotating around and becoming diverse and well-rounded, right? It's like, oh, mm-hmm. you're going to do a stint here at this organization. You're going to move over here, do this. That's philosophy works on a bigger scale as well. Right.
Yeah. I always say you're only married to your family.
That's true.
You're not married to these gigs, man. These gigs will eat you up and spit you out alive. And I'm just...
Yeah. In fact, there's articles going around about how the millennials and the Gen Zs are like the job hoppers. And it's mm-hmm. like, well,
that used to be us.
That yeah. It's like that was the Gen X for a while because the boomers mm-hmm. would just go somewhere and be like, this is
I'm
fine.
I'm staying here till I get my watch.
I get that watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, I don't know. Let me try it over here. Let me try it over
there. Yeah. You know, Gen X, we were like, we were like, I can manage.
Yeah.
I can lead. I can do that job. And the boomers were like, wait your turn, young man.
Yeah.
I waited 7 years to take this seat. I poured the first pot of coffee and I turned the lights out. And
exactly.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
And so each generation, it changes. So we can't, I think for us as Gen Xers to maintain, we have to look behind us as well.
Correct.
And we have to be able to adapt and be like, what are these millennials talking about? What are these Gen Zs talking about? I try and do that. I try and stay connected to all of this gutter rap.
Oh,
right.
For
it's
sure.
the same way. I'm like, who is Playboy Cardi?
Yeah.
Who? You know what I'm saying? Like, who is that? And what is he talking about? What is Yeet talking about? Like, oh, okay. And if you don't, you'll get passed by. But you know, the main deal is you got to be willing to stand up for yourself because nobody else will.
Most definitely.
And I think a lot of organizations, the role of HR has changed.
Right.
It's changed to me, man. I mean, back in the day, HR was like, they were there for you.
It's been a long time since I felt that way.
They were there for you. Now it just seems like they're just there as the company.
Yeah, and
it's just like,
they're there to protect the organization.
They're there to protect the organization. And I mean, I beg to differ. I'd love to see what people think, but I also think it's part of their job to keep you in there at the lowest amount possible.
Cause it's like, something.
Cause they're, you know, you try and go someplace and they're like, oh, well, you're not, you know, I just feel like they're part of their job is to like get you in there for the cheapest amount.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a corporate, all corporations, you know, whether we're talking about, you know, UHC, we're talking about Chrysler, we're talking about Funko, or we're talking about FedEx.
If you're from the D, you got to put an S at the end of Chrysler. Chrysler's. Fords.
For Chrysler's. Fords. Them Chevys. GMCs.
Exactly. General Motors.
But I lost me. You messed me up, man.
All good. You were saying that if you work for any, you can work for anybody.
That
right?
The whole point is it's like why is healthcare a multi-billion-dollar industry? Because it can mm-hmm. be, right? Any of these larger organizations that are publicly held, right? That they're publicly traded, their mm-hmm. entire mission, I don't care what you're making, selling, producing, their entire purpose is to give a dividend to their shareholders.
That's it.
That's their number one thing.
I don't care if it's via insulin.
Yeah.
Or it's via tires.
Yeah.
It's like, bring me that paper.
Right. You may have started with a CEO who had a big vision and everything. The minute you have a board of directors,
the minute you go public,
it is about increasing that stock price.
Right. It's just like I told you, my boss at McDonald's, pick that up.
Pick it up.
Pick that bun up and serve it.
That's right.
Right. Because it's about the dollar. I don't want to lose the cost of that bun.
Yeah. So now, where I do think that companies are messing it up is. Mm-hmm. They have, they think that everybody's disposable. And maybe to a point they are. But the problem is that I don't think there's enough insight into the cost of bringing in a new person and bringing them up to speed and the knowledge lost and the inefficiencies lost and the product or whatever it is you're making or doing that's lost because you had to train somebody else versus giving that person a more substantial raise to keep them in the organization. I don't think that the companies have figured that out.
No, I think they've just avoided it.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. and they figured out that they can keep you locked down with a decent base. Right. And if you're making some decent money, you making buck 80 with a bono, an annual bono. That's not if you're managing your stuff right, that's not a bad living.
No, not at all.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? You get a buck 80 and they throw you 20, 25. For your annual bono, right? And you're like, am I just gonna give that up? And what happens is you get your work family.
Yeah.
You get your work family, you get your work peeps.
Yeah.
It becomes extremely comfortable.
Extremely.
And so then, whereas when you were younger and someone says, hey, Alexei, we bringing in Robert to play forward. And you're not, you're on the bench. You might have bitched and complained.
You mean, I'm going to a different school.
What you mean? No, I'm better than him. Let's do one-on-one, whatever. Now, it's okay. Or people don't even tell you.
Right.
You know, I remember a time when people used to, when you were coming into an organization, people would let you interview.
Right.
Like the people that are going to be on your team.
Right. It's like, hey, why don't you come in on these interviews as a round? You get a voice.
You get a voice. You get a voice, or we're going to bring in somebody that's going to be your peer.
Yeah.
Or we're going to bring in somebody that's going to be your new leader. You check them out. I've come into organizations and people who reported to me interviewed me.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now you're in this world where people are just like, hey, everybody, this is Billy.
He's starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And
wait, what?
What? he's going to be taking over the Lynchburg account.
And I know, by the way, you might report to him someday.
Oh, and by the way, I don't know if we told you this, but you got to send him your expense reports.
That's right.
You
know?
So it's dog eat dog a little bit. And I don't know, you know, we try and lean into this. I'm like, was it like that before COVID? Or it was like that, but I've just seen it now kind of be like, okay, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you've had pockets of it. But I feel like post COVID, it's just like, you know, we picked up this nose to the grindstone, all hands on deck.
Everybody in the office.
Just do what you got to do. We got to make sacrifices for the greater good. I get all of that.
Yeah.
But for 4 years.
Yeah. Here's the thing. And this might be my foil hat wearing days. But
you ain't never put on a foil hat. We're going to do a whole episode.
We need to.
On my stuff, and I'm going to break you down.
And no, I'm going to call bullshit on 8 out of the 10 things that come out of your mouth.
I'll start with the moon on your ass.
We'll just shut the hell up.
We went to the moon, player? Okay.
I apologize, audience, for my co-host.
We ain't been to no moon, fool.
Okay. Where's my exclaimer? Disclaimer. Anyway, my foil hat right now. Do you think it's possible? Right. So it's hard out on the streets right now. You're out there looking.
Hard.
Let's reiterate it. You got a job.
You don't keep that job until you get another gig. Like, I'm talking offer letter, signed,
I'm talking about
background
signed
checks,
drug
wrapped
test.
Then you'd be like, okay, guys, I'm out.
Get your piss test back.
Yeah. Because it's hard. Right. It's hard out there.
It's hard. We told you that a few episodes ago. It's grimy out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Now enter the foil hat. Is there any way that corporations could be making that difficulty? Like they're talking to you like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're going to tighten the screws here. We don't want everybody bailing ship yet. Is there a way that that could be possible?
Bro, I mean, I'm impressed.
Right? Like, hey, we don't want people leaving. Let's make it hard so nobody wants to go anywhere. We all benefit from that. We all keep our people. Cool.
Yeah.
Let's oppress these people.
Pizza party. You know what I'm saying? Pizza party, everybody. You like, hey, cake.
Like, are all the recruiters talking to each other? Like, okay, when we know that we, you know, one or two rent. No, we're going to do 5 to 10 rounds of interviews now because we don't want to make this easy.
I mean, I've got people who I'm at the point now where I think LinkedIn is a joke in terms of like using it for jobs or anything. I just think I think what it is, what it is, social media.
It's corporate Instagram.
Right. It bingo, bro. It's like, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're doing. Apply, but you'll never get on the list.
I haven't heard it yet.
Look, we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, an amazing position. Most of the time you already got somebody in the queue.
That's just so you can look pretty cool and on the Instagram. I mean, LinkedIn. Oh, there
LinkedIn,
we go.
Oh, there we go. Opa. What'd you do?
Oh, it's the air quotes.
Nice. Do it again.
Yeah.
That's you. It's raining, man.
Oh, boy.
Hallelujah.
No, let me get it. Hey.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Yeah, so I don't think, and that can become very discouraging for people.
Sure, absolutely.
Right, you really trying to look for a ship, and I'm gonna talk about this too. You looking for a ship to bail, and you using LinkedIn, man, that'll get you down in the dumps quick.
It'll be
because you're like, I've applied for all, and I'm like, this is my philosophy in 2025, you low-key got to know somebody at the joint that you're trying to go to.
Because
it's too many internal people, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I want that job. Oh, such and such left? I want it. So you already got people in the ear of people already. If these companies have development programs, which if you're at a good company, you would have a development program.
Yeah.
Where somebody's trying to get you set up to be, you know, the next territory manager or district manager or whatever. So you got all the internal people who are, you know, like circling the wagon.
Yeah.
Right. Trying to get on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to put in an electronic deal online.
Nope.
And I'm like, I'm not sure. You know, maybe a couple of our HR unis will tell us, but are you using an algorithm to try and find those resumes? Like, is it AI? Are you picking the words? Bless you, my son.
Thank you, my man.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Right? Because they even have that thing on there. You know, am I a fit for this role? Like on LinkedIn, it'll do that. Am I a fit for this role? And then it'll be like, well, you need to add project management to your resume. So I'm like, they must be looking at AI, but not to beat a dead horse.
Yeah.
I just think you need to have a relationship with somebody at the joint. So to me, the benefit of LinkedIn is seeing a role, then seeing if you know somebody at that company that then can send a personal email or be like, hey, just give this person a shot.
That's right. At least, you know, my whole thing has always been, I need a crowbar, an edge, a tease, an email, something to get my foot in the door. Once I get my foot in the door,
I own that shit.
Right. Yeah. Just let me get in front of somebody and speak to them.
Just give me a chance.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got to find somebody you know that knows you and respects you.
True.
Because other than that, it's just, it's wild out here, man. Especially with the number of people that are just being placed in roles. And so that's the whole situation. So if you know somebody, then that's one of the situations where you go like, oh, this is Barry.
Go ahead. On the flip side of that, mm-hmm. Do you think as hiring managers are evolving generationally, meaning, you know, people younger than us that have different ways, I've heard people say, oh, you can't do that anymore. You know, that method is dying, right? It's like, no, like you don't go through the process normally. You're going to try and backdoor and think, you know, Sheila? No, delete. I'm not even going to look at your resume. You need to go through the official process. Do you think there's any truth to that?
It may be some pockets of that.
Yeah.
It might be some pockets, but I don't think so. I
don't think so either.
I don't think so. I think people are doing what the hell they want to do. And that's why I say, you know, I don't know if HR is what HR used to be.
Right.
Because if HR was what HR used to be, it would be like, hey, well, you know, it's like the Rooney Rule.
Yeah.
They had the Rooney Rule and the Rooney Rule don't mean shit.
You know,
you gotta interview some black coaches. Okay. Yeah. We're just going to go through the
motions. Yeah,
I'm going to bring a couple brothers in here, but I already know who I'm picking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, when you're doing it or if you're like sneaking, like, oh, let's open this up quietly for
that's just illegal
amount of time that we need. So, and I think, I don't think people are doing things out of malice. I think people are doing things out of a sense of urgency.
As a rule, yes.
Yeah. I mean, well, extrapolate.
I still think that there are people that will do things out of malice just because they can and because they can get away with it.
Well, maybe that's not the proper word. What I'm saying is I don't know how you can do harm trying to fill a role.
Oh,
maybe,
no, for sure.
Maybe,
for sure, for
maybe
sure, for
you
sure.
are filling a role in being pointed in who you want to hire.
For sure. I agree.
Because that's happened to, listen, my first promotion, it was like, okay, it's, you know, it's being opened and submit, and we're going to have to interview some other people. Hopefully nobody blows you out of the water, but
right, this is your job to lose.
This is your job to lose.
Exactly.
And there are, and that's what I'm saying, there's gonna be situations like that. So I just feel like whatever role you're looking for on LinkedIn, there's somebody like that right there
for sure.
You know, so if you can't get it internally, or you know, a sister division or something like that,
mm-hmm.
remain calm. But this was my point. When you make the decision to say, I'm going to bail.
Right.
And making the decision to bail doesn't mean you bail, but it's like, I have to find another ship. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got to find another ship to be on. When you ask for said ship, it may not look like you have it in your mind.
Correct.
That ship. So when we ask for said ship, you know, we want it to pull up, have a tugboat next to it. They tie up this stuff. They tie up the boats, and then somebody gets your hand. They grab your bags.
Red carpet.
Oh yeah. Wait. The water's rough. Your ship might look like, hey, you're gonna have to jump in and swim over here.
And that bitch be moving fast.
And the waters are choppy.
That's right. Maybe a few sharks in between here and there.
Yeah. So when you ask for that, don't expect it to look nice and smooth.
No.
Right? Because even, I just think from the universe standpoint, even making a shift like that, it's not going to be easy.
Mm-mm.
So whereas they might say, hey, yeah, we would love you to do that job. And it's going to be 50% travel.
Right.
Right. And you're used to 20% travel. Well, if you're asking for a new ship, the new ship is going to be run differently.
That's right.
Right. You might get on that ship and be like, we're vegetarian only. You know, you might, I'm going to have to ship my hot dogs in. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Can you eat meat? Yeah, but we don't serve it. Okay.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So when we ask for these things, don't expect it to look exactly like what you're walking away from.
Don't even hope. Yeah. Let's just say it's not going to look like.
It's not. And I think that's what scares the shit out of people.
That's correct.
Because it's like, oh, you know, can I leave? Yeah, I want to leave. But then as soon as where you want to go, or there's an opportunity for you to do something,
mm-hmm.
they look at how many things are different from where they're currently at.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
So I just think you have to be a little more open.
You have to.
You know.
You got to be flexible. I mean, and even if you're not going anywhere, these apply to just people in general. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's going to be changes. There's going to be scenarios where it's like you might have the perfect job and you're going to have to evolve to keep that perfect job. That perfect job is going to, it's going to lose some of its sparkle. You know, maybe it's like, oh, budget cuts, you know, we had mm-hmm. you doing and going everywhere and this is great. You know, we're going to have to tighten the belt a little bit. And that tightening of the belt can be a whole different conversation for a different day, because we know why that belt's being tightened and it's not mm-hmm. what is being displayed to it anyway, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. it's like, okay, you used to be able to go everywhere, you know, go have these big steak dinners when you were out on travel. We're going to have to dial it down a little bit, player. That mm-hmm. doesn't mean maybe it means you're immediately out of there to a next place, but the problem is that next place has probably dialed it down as well. So you need to kind of evaluate, like, why am I leaving? Why am I looking? Why am I staying? Why am I going?
And as an addition to what you said, for folks that are listening that are like, I kind of like it, but I'd like to do more. Have that conversation with people, right? Yeah. Just have it. Be like, well, so what's next for me? And you just have to weigh that out. But if you're doing great work, it should be a scenario where people are coming to you and wanting to keep you. And it's not just money, right? For mm-hmm. a lot of people. It's not just money, because that's what happens is people be like, I made a shit ton of money this year. But are you miserable? Are you, you know, are you becoming a functional alcoholic?
I agree. Right?
Are you not connected with your family?
Right.
Are you the shell of a person when you're back from travel?
No, you're right.
Go ahead.
No, you have to look at it. It's like, it's not just you, especially you're a family person. It's like where you have an impact on mm-hmm. the world around you. Maybe it's mm-hmm. small, right? Yeah. It's just like, oh, it's just my cat. I'm just me and my cat. Or maybe right. it's like, I got a family and a bunch of kids. You need mm-hmm. to look at, as your wrecking ball is moving through the day, the week, the year, what mm-hmm. is the collateral damage? Because there's always going to be some. I don't care who you are.
Right.
There's going to be some. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when your work life changes, it's going to affect your home life. And you need to see, is that affecting things for the better, for the worse, or you know, or what?
Yeah. It's just all about, are you happy? Because you can be in a situation where you're happy. And I'm not saying you have to be the, you know, vice president of things mm-hmm. to make you happy. You can be in a role and it can be an individual contributor. You can have a couple of people under you. But are you happy? Mm-hmm. And that's the first question. And if you're not, then you have to start exploring different ways to add to your happiness.
Exactly.
So it's like, hey, be proactive. I haven't had a con- no one's had a conversation with me about my future. No one's had a conversation about me, what, you know, what I want to do. Is there an opportunity for me?
Right.
That'll let you know. You know what I'm saying? That'll let you know. And then, you know, again, you don't have to pull the ripcord immediately, but then you just start, you got to start looking. If you're not happy. And so we like no one to hold, no one to fold, no one to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are a ton of people who will, I know people who are still at my first job that I had.
Yeah.
When I got out of college.
Exactly.
They're still there.
Still there.
Still there. Hey, man, I see you doing all this good stuff. What you up to? Still there.
Yeah.
Still going down to the calf, doing this thing, going out for smokes. You know what I'm saying? Same old routine. That's great for some people. And for some people, it's you want more for yourself. And if you want more for yourself, then damn it, make it happen.
Agreed.
Because nobody else is. Nobody's, don't expect people to step up for you.
It will happen, but you can't rely on it. And it's definitely not going to.
It's rare.
It is rare.
It's rare. You got to have people that's built for it.
That's right.
Right? I'm built for it. I know how to stand up for people.
And now, here's the other side of that. Finish your thought first.
No, go ahead.
If your company is coming out and like rewarding you, like, hey, man, you've been doing so awesome, we got this promotion for you, guaranteed, you're leaving something on the table. If you're that kind of person, that means you are a badass and you are underselling yourself because somebody else would pay twice as much to get that talent.
Mm-hmm. And you just have to see your own value.
Oh, couldn't agree more.
You have to see your own value and you have to. This is the, you know, a lot of times we try and say, check your ego at the door. But when it comes to you,
gotta keep it.
How much you're being paid and what you're, you have to have a little bit of an ego.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You had an ego to put your name in the hat to get the job. You know, you had the interview to get in the company. You had to go up against a bunch of other people. So you're like, I'm good for this. And let me just tell you why.
Right.
Let me tell you why you should hire me. So
exactly.
you had an ego and then get into the place and then you lose it.
Right? 100%.
And I'm not saying, when I'm saying ego, I'm not saying you got to walk around like a jackass. But you have to know that, hey, I bring value to this joint.
You have to know your worth and be able to advertise and speak to that eloquently.
Yeah. So I don't know what you think the moral of the story is here.
Be ready for change. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. You need to surf the waves of success, not let them crash over the top of you.
Ooh, surf the waves of success. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, stand up for yourself.
Yes.
That's me. Stand up for yourself. It's very easy for us to stand up for others when they're being wronged.
It's very easy.
Like people, the dog bishop, people will stand up for pets.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, get out of here. What are you doing with that dog? You know, but you won't stand up for yourself. So stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And Denzel Washington said it really well. He said, when you pray for rain, there will be mud.
That's right.
So
if you're praying, you wish for.
If you're praying for rain, it's going to get a little dirty.
That's right. That's well.
You know, so
I like that.
Yeah, it's going to get a little, you can't pray for rain and expect it to just be, it's exactly what I'm doing now.
Right.
For double the money and let's try. No, it's not going to be like that.
There's going to be a twist somewhere.
It's going to be a twist. Guess what? I don't care if you go from McDonald's to Burger King. They run differently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Burger King still exists.
Bro, don't talk about a Whopper. Okay.
That's my
Halloween treat.
I'm a minority.
My neighbor, Mike, we came home back from, we were doing something and it was Halloween and we came back and I was like, I know that smell. Oh my God, what is it? He was like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be doing this, but it's a Whopper. I was like,
flame broil, baby.
I was like, bro, you're gonna have to pinch me off a piece of that.
You're gonna slice. I'm gonna need a slice.
I'm gonna need a little slice of that. The mayo, the tomatoes dripping off.
That reminds me of the time you saved lives with Whataburger.
In Arizona.
In Tucson.
How do you have a meeting full of drunk people and don't have no room
allegedly
service open?
Allegedly.
We're saving our own lives.
I'm just glad I brought a bag, a few packs of some Claw.
That's when Claw had first came out. People was like, it's a Claw.
There's no law against the Claw.
No law against the Claw. All right, man.
It's time for, what are we doing now? We're doing Pop Goes the Weasel.
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I do not think, I don't think that we've talked about adolescence yet. Have we?
We haven't.
Good. Gotta watch it. I don't care who you are. You got anybody you interact with, any people you know, you have friends who have teenage kids, watch this show.
It's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix.
And it's like in Ireland or England or something like that, right?
It's in England, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah.
I don't care if you are, and even if you don't have kids, here's the thing. It's cinematically amazing. Each episode is a one take. I didn't even realize that it was done so well. Each episode is a one take. There is no start stop of the camera record from the beginning of the episode until the end. Mm. It's done so well. There's no jump cuts. There's no.
How you know all of this?
What do you think I do? That's what I do, baby.
Mama said,
I'm not going to stop. False.
Yeah, man. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not going to stop.
False.
I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not going to stop.
Anyway, adolescence. Must see.
Adolescence.
What are you kicking on lately? Oh, you just started something finally.
Silo, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
A lot of people can't get into Silo. Now, I'm going to tell you, everybody, Apple TV has got some dark shit on there.
It's bangers. Good. Bangers.
But Silo.
It's good.
Wow. It just shows you the nature of man.
True story.
And it's like, if something goes wrong, it's all what we're talking about. Mm. If you keep them pacified, but as soon as one or two are like, wait a minute.
Yep.
What the hell's going on?
It fits into our story today perfectly.
She
right?
didn't clean. And she got over the hill. It's like, uh-oh.
Yep.
Rebellion. So my Pop Goes the Weasel is Silo.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's good, right? That's good. It's like, you can't control every narrative. Even if you're coming 100% correct, something comes out. Even if there's a narrative that's completely fictitious, enough people believe it, it is now the truth. And you must deflect against something that's not even real. It's horrible. Mm. But yeah, great show. Great show.
Adolescence, how many seasons? It's just one?
One take wonder. One season. Mm. Limited series. Well, you know, I don't know. It exploded. It beat all the records for single opening series in a short period of time.
For Netflix?
I think it beat Stranger Things.
You're kind of a Stranger Things hater.
I'm not a Stranger Things hater. Everything about it iconically speaks to me. It's just
I don't watch it.
Here's I know why I don't watch it. So here I'll probably get a little heat for this. Okay. There was a period of time when the better half of this relationship was laid up. She had gone, you know, she was riding the bench for a little bit on leave, and she was watching a ton of TV. And so I was still out there, you know, doing
grinding. Operation Grindhouse.
And so there's a lot of things where I was like, that went on without me. And it's like, I got to go start at the beginning. That's too much work.
I got it. So you're boycotting the show because she didn't save the episodes for you,
it's which not, is, I don't know about boycotting,
but that's huge. And I try and squash that because yeah. I know people that's like cheating.
If oh, you I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying there are some people who's like, did you watch an episode
without me?
And I told Lisa, I was like, listen, we're not going to play that. I'll go back and rewatch it. But if I'm chilling by myself, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. It's just tough when 80% of the TV we watch is together. It's like, well, I'm going to watch, nine seasons of the show on my own. I don't know. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of investment.
Okay. Thank you. I knew it was something.
Yeah.
I got down to the.
That's the same thing with Severance. It's like.
She did that with Severance?
Yeah. And it's like, okay, so if I want to watch this, I'm going to go have. That's going to be on my time, which is rare.
Severance is good. You promised you were going to go watch it.
I have been watching it. I got about three or four more left.
Yeah. Cold Harbor.
I'm at the one where there's a waterfall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody dies.
They all die.
They all die. Everybody.
They were never
dies.
Alive. They were never alive at all.
It was lost. They're in purgatory. They're in purgatory. Story's done. You're finished.
Let me save you 8 seasons of lost pain. They're dead the whole time.
One more pop goes the weasel, and I just want to share this. Did you ever watch Handmaid's Tale?
We just started season 6.
So the new season, right?
Yeah.
So it got so dark and whatever we were doing in season 5, we didn't even watch season 5.
Yeah.
So we're trying to gather up the strength.
That's exactly what we just did.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like we're trying to be like, okay, maybe a Sunday morning we start off.
Binge season 5.
And then binge it because.
That's exactly what we did.
It's very freaking stressful, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Season five is a yo-yo, man. You're like,
because I know, because she got,
they're bad, they're good, they're bad, they're helping, they're like, not helping. What do we do?
And then you know she's, because she was getting all crazy. I'm like, you in Canada, chill the F out.
Right.
You're going to end up getting caught again.
And then Canada don't want them, and old the evil people be trying to be friendly, and friendly people be stupid. And it's like, season 5 was.
Yeah, and whatever we had going on in season 5, I was just like, no.
Yeah, so that's exactly what we did. So we had to go back and rewatch it.
That's where we're at. So we gotta muster up the courage to watch season 5 and then get caught up, because. Now, everybody I know is like, ooh,
yeah.
Did you see? And I'm like, God, no.
You just going to read the cliff notes?
No, I'm going to boss up and watch it.
I know you will.
I don't like watching it at night because then I'm going to be like, oh, God.
It's just it's too easy to go to see the parallels and things.
Especially with the way the world is now. You know what I'm saying? You like to mow my lawn?
You want to make $2?
What else we got, man?
We got some this or that. We got a little this or that. This one's just a little fun, a little light and airy thing.
Oh, okay. Look at you. No dark man coming.
Somebody offers you the magic earbud that you can put in your ear. Universal translator. It will translate any language, or you only get one chance at this question, or it will translate any animal. What are you going to pick? Would you rather talk to all animals or all people?
Man, I'm on the animals.
I want to talk to those orcas.
Orcas. I want to hear the birds. They're like, they're spraying shit. They're spraying shit. It's chemtrails. It's chemtrails. I'll be like, what are we doing? You know, tornado, it's coming.
I would pick animals as well.
I would pick the animals, bro.
You
said you go for the orcas?
Yeah, there was video of like this guy who fell out of his paddleboard in the Puget Sound. And there's an orca like, hey, man. And he's just like, he's like,
I think
swimming.
I saw that. Was it like overhead?
Yeah, it was
him?
From a drone.
Yeah. And he's swimming. He's just like turning over. Yeah, I saw that.
Because... studies, whatever you want to call it, those things are as smart as we are.
And them so and like, dolphins, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, what's this guy doing?
You ever see them killer whales hunt?
Oh, yeah.
They'll be like, oh, we're just going to go and go up under this.
Yep.
And splash this seal from up top on this ice and yep. eat it.
Yep. They're smart.
Yeah.
Smart, smart.
So I would love to have a combo with them. Like, are you fucking with us or are you just trying to eat us? What's the steal? What's the dealio?
They're going
to
be like, it's aliens down here.
Right?
It's been ships down here for thousands of years. What?
The abyss is real.
Yeah. They're going to be like, that wall from Game of Thrones, it's in Antarctica.
Winter is coming.
All right, man. Next episode, we tackling NASA.
Oh, God. Okay. You better be ready. I'm going to destroy your ass.
Bro, I'm going to break you down so hard. Okay.
You better have some facts.
Bro, it's in your face. Neil Armstrong was like, we ain't go.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We ain't been to the moon.
Fool. I apologize to all the people listening. This is an act. It's a spoof.
It is not, people. Wake up.
Oh, man.
Wake up your mind.
You better bring Lemansky on the phone for that one.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, Lemansky, he on my side?
Yes.
Is he a flat, is he flat earth?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I ain't on no flat earth tip, bro.
They usually go hand in hand. Not always, mm-hmm. not always, but mm-hmm. sometimes. If you're one, you're the other, yeah. Mostly.
Yeah, that's just like saying, oh, we invented the microwave, but we haven't been able to invent anything else since then. Bro, you can go to Japan and they can heat up bento boxes by themselves.
That's what I'm saying.
But we went to the moon and we haven't been able to go back.
We have been back.
Bro, we went there in like something some kids made in their backyard.
My God. But save it for the next episode.
Okay, we just teeing people up, man.
To the next episode.
To the Hold up.
Hey.
As always, my brother, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, my guy.
Hey, peace.
Peace.